Club Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at collierfordinc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
It's been a fun regular season, and now we are set for the time that matters most. It's area tournament play coming your way here tonight from Millbrook on the campus of Stanhope Elmore. It's the Wetumpka Indians and the Percy Julian Phoenix in the first round of the 6A Area Girls Tournament. And we'll have Wetumpka and Percy Julian here tonight. These two teams playing for a chance to go up against Stanhope Elmore in the championship next Tuesday. Gavin Baxley joined by Mitch Petrie. And Mitch, it's been a fun regular season, but now we get to the part that really matters. This is what we've been preparing for this entire time, and we've seen these two teams play twice already. They've gotten to know each other pretty well so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians coming away with a win in both games, but I think back to that contest just about 2 weeks ago, the last area game of the regular season, going into halftime tied. Percy Julian went on a run to end that first half, and well, over time, it just kind of, you know, became a much tighter game than we had been used to seeing here on in these games with Percy Julian. So they know this team can compete, and they're going to come out and ready to fight today.
No question about that. Wetumpka enters this one at 18-7, finishing 2-2 in area four. Percy Julian 9-18 with an 0-4 record in the area. The Indians finished second, as Percy Julian finished third in this three-team area in the final year of this area format as well. Again, the winner of this one will face off against Stanhope Elmore in the championship. We'll take a break when we return. Starting lineups and our keys to the game on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with REMAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at REMAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
We get ready for tip-off now between the Indians and the Phoenix. First, it's time for our Baptist Health Injury Report. We go to Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians are pretty much fully healthy. Aaliyah Humphrey, though, playing on a little bit of a tight hamstring. Hopefully she's going to be all right as we go on, but Coach Winchester told us on she's on limited minutes here tonight.
Had a chance to talk with Coach Winchester before this ball game, and that is going to lead us into our keys to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. But from what I heard from her and from me, it's going to be getting into the paint still, but those rebounds are going to be the most important part here tonight. We saw a really good showing from Logan Banks and Queen Ballard. And Mitch, we'll let you tell us your keys to the game after the national anthem. That's our national anthem there as we get set for tip-off. We now go into our keys to the game, or continue with it, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. And now, Mitch, your key to the game here tonight.
Well, I got a couple of them. Coach Winchester talks about it all the time, but Logan Banks, Queen Ballard, getting the ball to them down low in the paint. That's what this team has done well all season. And if they want to go deep here in the postseason, they're going to have to continue to do that. And the only other thing, Coach Winchester mentioned it, but I want to elaborate more, not just rebounds, but really defensive rebounds, not allowing Percy Julian to get second chance points. The Indians do pretty well cleaning up that offensive glass, but overall, you really want to see them not allow those second chance points. And when I think back to that game against Percy Julian just a couple of weeks ago, that's what allowed them to keep going on that run. They got a lot of multiple looks on each possession as they really started to make a charge late in that game.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank. First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. First up for the Indians, it'll be Lexi Smith, the junior guard, getting into the starting five here tonight. We mentioned Aaliyah Humphrey will be out of this ball game, or limited, that is, not out, but Lexi will be getting the start instead. Maya Richardson, the freshman guard, continues her time in the starting five, along with the junior forward, Layla Culpepper. Logan Banks, the sophomore, is the forward here tonight, and so is Queen Ballard, the senior, who is trying to continue her time as a Wetumpka Indian with each game here in the postseason. For Percy Julian, Bilkis Brenson, along with Jakeisha Robinson, Angelia Hicks, Tiana Thomas, and Keandria Campbell make up the starting five for the Phoenix. Jennifer Callahan is the head coach of this Phoenix team, while Wetumpka is led by Coach Harriet Winchester. We are on our booth cam here tonight for those watching on the stream. As we enter the postseason, we are not allowed to show any footage of the game, so we have our audio-only broadcast, and we appreciate you tuning in here tonight. Wetumpka in their all-white uniforms with gold numbers and the gold script lettering, Indians on the jerseys, while Percy Julian rocking the black and burnt orange color here tonight, or neon orange almost, with orange numbers and lettering as well. On the tip-off here, Queen Ballard will get it. She was able to jump over Tiana Thomas to get that one, and now here come the Indians with possession to start this ball game. Maya Richardson giving to Smith. Smith catch and shoot, three ball off the bank, no good. Got her own rebound, drives in, can't get the lay, but there's Queen Ballard with a board and a putback effort that draws a foul.
And just a great possession there from the Indians. Maya Richardson got the ball off the tip from Queen Ballard, came charging down, and it was a nice handoff to Lexi Smith, allowing her to shoot that open look, and then obviously great job by her hustling down and getting her own miss.
This has been Ballard's bread and butter this season, as she makes the first free throw of the night. She has been really efficient in the putback game and just being there under the basket to get those boards. Had a double-double the last time these two played, just a couple of weeks ago on the road. She misses the second free throw. Banks got the board but couldn't get the putback there. And now Percy Julian with numbers racing down has a wide open Keandrea Campbell as she lays it in for two. Gives Percy Julian a 2-1 lead here 30 seconds into the ballgame. Richardson to Smith. Now Smith to Ballard. She's open for three, but she doesn't normally pull those. She gives to Richardson instead. Lost her dribble for a moment. Now Lexi Smith with it again. She loses it, but it goes right over to Layla Culpepper, and now Banks picks it up. Banks back to Richardson again, facing some pressure, but getting around it, driving inside with the right hand. Up for the lay, no good, but a foul again. And Wetumpka will have another trip to the free throw line here in this first minute.
Foul goes against Angelina Hicks there, and two fouls in just the first minute of this quarter here for the Percy Julian Phoenix. Definitely something to watch. You do not want to put the Indians in the bonus here early. They've done a great job of drawing fouls on shots and really just all over the court, and putting them in the bonus would certainly be a detriment here to the Phoenix.
First free throw for Richardson, no good there. Wetumpka right now 1-for-3 on the free throws thus far. Second free throw coming, trying to tie it up, and in and out, no good. Banks with another rebound off the free throw and couldn't get the putback again. Queen Ballard, no good. Banks got it one more time, lost it though, and Tiana Thomas picks it up. Wetumpka comes up empty there. We've seen back-to-back trips to the free throw line that have ended in a miss and a rebound from Banks, but neither have come up with points. A jumper now, no good from mid-range. Tiana Thomas missed it from the free throw line, and Wetumpka retakes possession here. Richardson will slow down. It's been a quick pace to this ball game in the first minute and a half, but not much scoring. Smith trying to change that, though, with a three ball off the mark there. It will bounce out of bounds.
And again, another good look there from Lexi Smith, but Indians got it. If they want to win this game, they're going to have to continue. Oh, Lexi Smith just stole the inbound.
Great steal from Smith there. She was the only person in the backcourt. I had looked away for a moment. And Smith taking advantage of Percy Julian, who apparently also wasn't paying enough attention.
I mean, she was standing at half court when that ball got inbounded, just chased it right down, caught everybody off guard.
Percy Julian scrambling for possession after a miss, finally picking it up. Brinson pulls it and won't make it from mid-range either. Maya Richardson with it now with a 3-2 Indians lead. 5:45 left in the first. Trying to give to Smith, who almost got a backcourt violation, but scoops it up in time. Spinning, driving down the paint. Lost it on the way up there. It was stripped and picked up now by Tiana Thomas. Thomas lobs a pass to Brinson. Corner three is good. Big time three from Bilkis. Brinson makes it 5-3. Percy Julian. Credit to Percy Julian. Their students have come out here tonight with a decent showing. Cheer team is here as well for the Phoenix as Layla Culpepper has it in the corner, giving over to Richardson, who has to chase it down. Good defense there from the Phoenix. That's Bilkis Brinson, who got a hand on it. It stays with Wetumpka, though.
Feels like the Phoenix really coming out here with a chip on their shoulder. They are playing so hard, just chasing after everything and really playing some of the best defense that we've seen in the two matchups since.
Well, you heard me mention the 9-18 record for Percy Julian, the 18-7 showing for Wetumpka, but none of that matters here as Logan Banks driving in couldn't get the layup to go. Phoenix again quickly going down the court. Brinson with a long two. Foot was on the three-point line there. No good. And Culpepper with a rebound. Culpepper going coast to coast here. Never had any pressure against her, and she lays that one in no problem.
And ties it right up, does Layla Culpepper. Great eyes from her there. Just saw her lane and didn't even think about passing. Did it all herself.
Five each now in this one with 4:30 to go in the first. Angelia Hicks being double teamed here by Culpepper and Smith. She's still got it looping around. Now she'll try to pass there to Campbell, but a whistle blown first. And a foul, I believe, called. They haven't gotten a number on who this is against just yet. Still waiting here. And they're going to say Layla Culpepper called for a reach in there. It was as Angelia Hicks was looping around and racing down the baseline just before she passed it. They'll get it into Brinson now. She steps up, pulls a long two that's no good. A rebound effort from Keandria Campbell, but it is slapped out of bounds. Percy Julian maintains possession. Same play again. They'll inbound it from that same spot on the baseline. Now Brinson losing it from up top. She scoops it back up, though. We'll try and drive in. One more pass to Campbell. Batted away. And Wetumpka able to steal it. Here comes Maya Richardson on a fast break opportunity. Looking inside to Ballard. Intercepted, though, by Brinson. She gives to Campbell. And now there's a tie-up between her and Queen Ballard. And that'll be a jump ball, I think. Thought it would be a jump ball. They may actually get Ballard for a reach in here. Yeah, they will.
And I thought that that could be a possibility, thought it would be a jump ball, but Queen Ballard only had one arm on it, kind of behind her back a little bit. A little bit of a questionable call there, but I can see it.
Well, she had tried to grab it, but then she kind of got caught reaching for some arms instead of the ball. Percy Julian with it again now. As we're over halfway through the first quarter, still tied up 5 each. Brinson will try and drive in. She can't get the lay. Good rebound there by Logan Banks. And here come the Indians again. Richardson standing beyond the arc, step back, and then she gives to Culpepper in the corner. Back up top again with Richardson. Looking to drive. She'll step up and pull a three instead off the bank. No good again. Wetumpka can't hit that three just yet. Fast break again. Here comes Thomas. She couldn't make the lay. And Wetumpka comes back with it again. We'll have to pull up. They don't have a chance for a fast break here, but it'll be Lexi Smith trying to drive with that right hand down the right side of the lane. No good on her effort. Neither was Ballard, but there's Logan Banks to get it and give Wetumpka the lead. 7-5.
Indians doing a good job of grabbing the offensive boards. Seems like every possession that there's been a miss, they get another chance at it, and that's a recipe for success here, especially in the postseason.
So the Phoenix now trailing. Pass there was deflected. Lexi Smith able to get a hand on it. Wetumpka on a fast break. Banks again. She's got the lay. A lot of action there. They tried to go to Richardson on the fast break, but she had a little too much momentum, would have gone out of bounds. A late pass to Banks kept it in and gave Wetumpka the 9-5 lead. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Indians lead it by 4 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Indians lead at 9-5 with 2:28 to go in the first quarter as Wetumpka on a bit of a run here, 6-0 over the last couple of minutes in favor of the black and gold.
Yeah, and I want to go back to that last possession there. Maya Richardson got the pass from Layla Culpepper, and it was a great save by her. Turnaround spotted Logan Banks, found her open in the paint with nobody home, and just all-around great ball movement on that possession from the Indians.
Indians showing a little bit of pressure here in the backcourt. They've got three ladies there to try and stop them. They need to get up the floor here, and finally they do, as now finding a lane is Angelia Hicks. She can't get the lay. A putback, though, from Keandria Campbell is good. And Percy Julian ends what was a little bit of a drought there for a moment. 9-7 now, Wetumpka, as we're down to the last 2 minutes of the first quarter. Richardson with it, driving with the left hand. She'll go up with a floater. No good there. Campbell with a rebound and an errant pass that is picked up by Culpepper. Back to Smith now, and Wetumpka looking to extend a two-point lead pass to Culpepper. Now Richardson, she's open, but she'll look inside for Ballard. Culpepper, Smith, even more open, pulls the three, no good. Battling for it now, Brinson comes away with the board, showing off the speed. A pass there deflected to prevent the fast break, and now here comes Smith with one of her own. She'll slow up, give to Richardson, three ball, no good. Ballard battling for that board, but a foul is called. It'll be over the back against Queen Ballard there. That's her second.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned it earlier, but Indians still playing with this super quick pace. I mean, I don't think we've seen the team move at this pace all game or all season long. I mean, both teams just sprinting up and down the floor. It's turning into a little bit of a track meet.
And when the ball's on the floor, I've had a tough time catching my breath here. Both teams have been really quick with the ball, although not necessarily efficient on a lot of these possessions, as a pass launched from the backcourt is deflected by Banks under the basket and sent out of bounds. 1:11 to go in the first quarter as Percy Julian will inbound from the right side of the basket.
Ty Dillard also on the floor for the Indians, taking the spot of Queen Ballard.
We'll get it to Brinson here, who is trapped by Smith. Now getting rid of it there. She gives to Hicks. Hicks, step back, three, no good there from the wing. A putback effort, no good as well. And Wetumpka manages to get a stop there. It was Malaysia Haston who went up for it under the basket, just couldn't find space. She just came into the ballgame as well for Percy Julian. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Richardson. She has it taken away, just ripped out of her arms there. Now scrambling for it the other direction. Richardson dove for it there. I think she may get the foul. No, they'll give to Brinson instead. Jokies Brinson called for it as they battled for possession there. Wetumpka manages to get the ball back because of it.
And that was a hustle play from Maya Richardson. Ball got poked out, but she never lost sight of it, just charging down the court.
Wetumpka with it here with 30 seconds. A handoff to Smith as she tries to drive down. Now she's got Ty Dillard up top with Culpepper trying to get inside. She'll give to Richardson from the wing. She drives down the baseline. Rejected on the layup effort. She loops around, though, as she was able to pick it up. And here's Culpepper again. 15 seconds to go in the first. Culpepper, a pass now to Banks. In the paint, she'll go up. Can't get it, but again, drawing the foul here. She'll head to the free throw line. This time it goes against Percy Julian's Angelia Hicks with 9.9 on the clock. We started this ball game with back-to-back trips to the free throw line in the last minute of the quarter, and now we finish with at least one more trip here with Banks. First free throw is good. The first two trips each time ended with a miss and a rebound from Banks. Might be a little bit tougher now as she's going to be shooting it herself. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Board there from Tiana Thomas with 8 seconds, now 6-5. Finds a woman in the corner there. A two is good as Jada Harris was able to knock that one down just before the buzzer. It makes it 10-9. Wetumpka with the one-point lead after the first quarter of play in this area tournament matchup on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We welcome you back now as we enter quarter number two. Wetumpka currently with a one-point lead, 10-9, in what has been a just all-out sprint of a first 8 minutes of play here.
It'll be interesting to see if both teams can keep up this pace as the game goes on. I mean, like you mentioned, it has been a full-on track meet. Both teams sprinting up and down the floor, lots of fast break opportunities, and you got to wonder how that's going to play out as the rest of this game goes on, if either one of these teams will try to start to show signs of wear.
The Phoenix will have possession to start the quarter here on the floor for the Indians. Smith, along with Richardson, It's Kai Dillard with Layla Culpepper and Queen Ballard. With possession right now, Angelia Hicks, who launches a pass there to Bilkis Brinson over her head and out of bounds. It gives it back to Wetumpka now. Also on the floor for Percy Julian, Tiana Thomas out there, and Keandria Campbell entering the ball game right now. Maya Richardson gets it in the backcourt. She'll bring it up here. Also on the floor is Jada Harris for Percy Julian. That rounds out their five. Richardson drove in, couldn't get the floater, but able to chase it down there is Lexi Smith. Smith has had a couple shot opportunities, hasn't been able to knock one down. She drives in. Layup is no good there. An effort from Dillard to pick it up, and she will draw a foul this time on her way back up.
Foul's going to go against Keandra Campbell there. That's her first foul, but if you think back to that contest 2 weeks ago, Campbell got in foul trouble, had three going into halftime, and then had to limit her minutes going into the back half of that game.
Yeah, Keandra Campbell was a big part of the rebound effort for Percy Julian. She is, for Percy Julian, what Queen Ballard is for Wetumpka. First free throw there is no good. Second free throw here for Dillard is much more successful. Makes it 11-9 with 7:21 to go. In this second quarter, Wetumpka trying to extend the two-point advantage. They've been able to keep it pretty close so far. It's been a bit different from what we saw the last time these two teams played, where Wetumpka got out to a huge lead early on and made Percy Julian claw their way back. Three-pointer now for Percy Julian off the mark from Bilkis Brinson. As a rebound from Richardson, we'll give it back to the Indians. Humphrey in for the first time. She's got a brace on that left leg. As we mentioned, her kind of battling some issues right now. Smith with it. A pick from Humphrey that she won't be able to take much advantage of here. She gives back to Humphrey now. Now she'll drive inside, lost it off some contact there. Tiana Thomas picked it up. A pass all the way down the floor to Jada Harris, who misses the layup. Ballard able to scoop it up off the glass. And Angelia Hicks called for a foul on the rebound effort.
And that's three on Hicks.
Boy, she has racked up three already. You're right. That is a tough break here for Percy Julian. Jada Harris did not play in the first couple of matchups for Wetumpka and Percy Julian. We had her on the roster and it crossed her off on both of those. And she has made it back now for the postseason. Defense! 11-9. Wetumpka with the advantage. 6:30 to go in the first half. Here's Richardson to the corner. It's Humphrey pulling the three. Got it. First three-pointer of the game for Wetumpka, and it's Aaliyah Humphrey.
Well, I'll tell you what, that brace ain't going to slow her shooting down. Good shot there from Aaliyah Humphrey.
14-9, Wetumpka now, as Wetumpka showing the defensive prowess as well. Falling on the floor is Bilkis Brinson, and she's called for the travel there. It was good pressure for Wetumpka. Lexi Smith was in there along with Maya Richardson, and that kind of forced the turnover there as she stumbled on her way out of the trap.
She tried to split the two defenders there and must have just gotten a little bit too close for comfort there, just fell to the floor, and official's going to call that as a travel every time.
Culpepper has it for the Indians. She'll give to Humphrey. Humphrey from the right side here gives inside the Banks, looking for some space. But first, she's got to pick up the basketball here. She's under a lot of pressure, scooping for it on the deck here, and I believe a jump ball is going to be called out of this. Brinson was able to dive on it. And yeah, they're going to call the jump ball here. It stays with Wetumpka. Culpepper inbounding from the sideline here. She'll give to Richardson, and we resume. Richardson looks to the corner with Humphrey. She'll give it right back at the top of the key. Now Culpepper, she's open from the point. Three-pointer no good. Good board, though, by Banks, and she banks it right back in. 16-9, Indians.
Logan Banks with 7 points already. She is really leading the way here for the Indians. Couple of nice shots from her and a couple of really good offensive boards from her as well.
Stolen away now. Jada Harris lost it after Richardson was able to slap it out of her hand. And here's Culpepper. Now Richardson. Long three-pointer. No good. Toileted around and off the mark there. Phoenix racing back down. Brinson Euros can't get the lay to go. And here's Richardson showing off the speed, racing down the sideline, but a shove comes her way instead. It was Jakeisha Robinson who pushed her there and is going to be called for the foul.
Three fouls again already in just 3 minutes here for the Percy Julian Phoenix, again in danger of putting the Indians in the bonus.
We saw that in the first quarter as well, but then Percy Julian really didn't rack up any more there in the back half of the first. We'll see how it goes this time. It's been a 6-0 run so far for Wetumpka over the course of this first 4 minutes or so, or 3 minutes and 15 seconds, that is. Smith had it and lost it for a moment. It goes out of bounds, but Wetumpka will maintain possession again at about midcourt. Able to get it into Humphrey. Biggest lead of the night right now at 7 points as Humphrey tried to drive in, lost control of it. Campbell dove on it and manages to come away with it here. Then a foul called against Lexi Smith as she was guarding Bill Keese Brinson.
Just the first foul of the night, though, on Lexi Smith, and first team foul on the Indians here in this second quarter.
We've seen Smith continue to be more and more aggressive defensively over the last couple of games there in the regular season, which has managed to get her a lot of steals and a lot of points, but also a handful of fouls from time to time. An inbound there from the sideline goes over the head of Robinson and out of bounds on the opposite sideline. And Wetumpka will have their chance to inbound it now. Before that, though, a timeout is going to be called. Coach Winchester wants to take a moment. It's 16-9 with Wetumpka having the 7-point advantage with 4:27 to go in the first half. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show. We'll recap everything that's happened here in these first two quarters and get ready for what is hopefully not the last two quarters of this Indians season. If they get the win here today, the Indians will take on Stanhope Elmore right here in Millbrook next Tuesday. That'll also be here on the Wetumpka Sports Network. Want to remind you as well that the area tournament for the boys is coming up soon as well. Wetumpka getting the bye, so they will not have to play in the first round that takes place on Saturday, but they will be in the championship matchup against the winner of Stanhope and Percy Julian for the boys on Monday night. That one will be at Wetumpka High School, so you better be there, but if you're not, you better be tuned in to us. It should be a good matchup there for the boys. We're hoping to see both the boys and girls teams back into the postseason tournaments again this season.
And absolutely, Indians made a run to the Sweet 16 last year. The boys team did, but girls lost in the first round there to Pike Road last year and definitely wanting to get farther than they did last season. But first, got to get through this game and then got to get through the championship against Stanhope Elmore if you win here tonight.
I mentioned this is the biggest lead Wetumpka has had over Percy Julian in this game so far, but we've seen bigger leads be cut down by this Phoenix team. They trailed by double digits last time as Brinson is able to poke it out from Humphrey. She picks it up, will pull a wide open three that's off target. Rebound there with a putback is no good. A foul called, though. Tiana Thomas was able to go up with it. And then the foul was called there against Aaliyah Humphrey. Percy Julian will get a trip to the free throw line with Tiana Thomas shooting two. And I mentioned that comeback the last time these two played, but you know, Wetumpka was maintaining a tremendous lead at one point there. And Percy Julian was able to outscore him 18-11 in that second quarter after Wetumpka had outdone him 16-9 in the first. Things were pretty definitive there in the third quarter for Wetumpka to seal it, though. First free throw was no good for Percy Julian. They don't connect on the second either there. Tiana Thomas goes 0-2, chasing down for it there and having it go out of bounds. Possession will stay with Percy Julian.
Yeah, it was last touched by Queen Ballard there. Lelia Culpepper chased it out of bounds. Almost got the save in, but Foot just barely hit the sideline as she was trying to pass it back in.
Tiana Thomas will inbound. She gets it up top to Brinson. Back to Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Overshot it there. No good. Humphrey with the board, racing down the floor. Standing up top, she'll pull the three. A little bit of contact, no foul. Couldn't connect either. And Smith with a rebound, couldn't make the jumper put back. She got it again, can't get that one either, as they're hoping for a foul, but they won't get it. Keandria Campbell with another rebound. Thomas again, catch and shoot. Three ball, no good once more. Rebound from Brinson and a put back that hits the... Well above the top of the basket there, or top of the backboard, and is no good. 3:30 to go in the first half, 16-9, still our score. We have not had a point since that timeout was called. Percy Julian makes a substitution here as Jakeisha Robinson will exit. Kaylin Thompson going into the ballgame.
Amari Brooks also getting her first minutes in this one.
But with Tomka, the lineup has not really changed much here in this quarter. Humphrey has it now. Had it poked out from Brinson, but she gets it back. Now Smith in the corner for three. Bottom. Beautiful shot from Lexi Smith. She finally knocks one down and makes it a 10-point lead, 19-9 for Wetumpka.
The Indians have had some really good ball movement to find some open looks.
Percy Julian able to answer it, though, with a bucket under the basket there. Tiana Thomas was open in the post and able to just hook that one in.
And that was the first points of the second quarter there for the Phoenix. And you kind of saw this in that first game. Phoenix started to come on a run, coming down the stretch, heading into halftime.
Humphrey was spinning, couldn't connect on the floater. Here's Brinson coast-to-coast with a lay that is good. Back-to-back buckets now for Percy Julian. Makes it 19-13. See what Wetumpka does with the pace here. Percy Julian seems to be the one to really enjoy that fast-paced play. As Smith will drive inside, has everyone chasing behind her. Couldn't get the lay. Ballard got the board, though. Gives to Humphrey. Step back three. No good. Foul is called, though. And that's called in the paint against Wetumpka here. It's an offensive foul.
I believe that one went against Lexi Smith. Second foul on her, if that's the case.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Both teams making subs here. Kai Dillard is going to come in for Wetumpka with Queen Ballard exiting. Indians now with Smith, Dillard, Culpepper, Banks, and Humphrey on the floor. Angelia Hicks will inbound to Thomas as they bring it up court. Kaylin Thompson also out there with Bill Keith Brinson as a turnover. This time, it was a travel called against Percy Julian there before they could ever really set anything up.
Yeah, Lexi Smith stepped in front of Angelina Hicks there. She was looking for someone to pass it to, and as soon as Lexi Smith stepped over, kind of hesitated there, drug that back foot. Easy travel call there for the Stripes.
Failed to mention that Amari Brooks is on the floor as well for Percy Julian. Lexi Smith has it now. She'll drive inside. Lost it, though, and here comes Tiana Thomas picking it up. Her pass now taken away by Dillard, and a foul called in the backcourt against Brinson.
Second foul there on Brinson, and got a couple of Percy Julian girls in a little bit of foul trouble, too, on Brinson there, and then three on Hicks, both ladies that have been able to score the ball really well for them, and something to watch as we come down the stretch here in Millbrook.
19-14 now, minute 47 left in the first half. Richardson giving to Dillard. Dillard now trying to drive down the left side. She'll turn back and give to Humphrey at the point. Looking to go in again. Humphrey showing the dribble moves here, but getting stopped by Brinson. Now Richardson, a jump pass inside. Culpepper got it. Won the short range shot there in the post. 21-13, Wetumpka.
That was a great pass there from Maya Richardson. Saw Layla Culpepper standing wide open at the elbow there, and good finish there.
Now with it is Hicks. Thought about a three. Now she'll pull it. That one air balls, no good and out of bounds. Ill-advised shot there from Hicks. Wetumpka with a chance to put it back to a double-digit lead here.
And officials just corrected the scoreboard there, gave Percy Julian 13. I was wondering where the extra point came from. Must have added it instead of a foul.
Dillard lost control of it there. It goes out of bounds. Just lost her dribble. It goes out of the sideline here. Angelia Hicks inbounding now for Percy Julian. 54 seconds to go in the half. Hicks with a bounce pass to Thomas. See what Percy Julian has up their sleeve here. Is the fast pace was working a little bit, but it also can create sloppy plays. And almost had one there as a pass to Thomas for some contact. Culpepper almost stole it, but was called for a foul instead. Four fouls now for both teams as we near the end of this quarter. DeAndrea Campbell will come back in for Percy Julian as it'll be Amari Brooks who exits. Hicks gets it into Brinson. Brinson driving, kicks out to the corner there. Hicks could not corral it. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover here from Percy Julian. Humphrey will inbound in a moment. First, Kai Dillard comes out of the ball game as Queen Ballard returns. Richardson gets it up the floor. Now a no-look pass to Ballard standing at the free throw line. Going back up top, it's intercepted. Here's Brinson with it, racing around some Indians there. She'll go with the left-hand lay that is well off the mark there. Culpepper has the board, and now it's Maya Richardson with it. Indians have numbers. They'll go up. No good there. Somehow Richardson comes away with the board out of that. Gives to Humphrey up top. Now Humphrey trying to drive. Runs into some contact there. No foul. Couldn't get the bucket as time will expire on this first half. 21-13 our score after the first half of play when we return the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Oh, 105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley. And, well, that was a rather low-scoring first half from what we've seen from this Indians team, despite the really fast pace, just a lot of good defense being played. And looking at the Indians as a whole, Logan Banks is leading the way there for the Indians. She's got 7 points, six rebounds to go with it. But what sticks out to me about that, four of those six rebounds coming on the offensive side of the glass. Queen Ballard, on the other hand, leads the team with nine rebounds, four offensive rebounds for her as well. But only 1 point, a relatively quiet night scoring-wise here for Queen Ballard, averaging just about 14 a game. So hoping to see her get going in the second half. Lexi Smith has has 5 points and three steals to go with it, leading the team in steals yet again. And then, of course, Leah Humphrey comes into the game, makes that three as well. And Layla Culpepper's got four to her name as well. Looking at the other side of the ball, Percy Julian has points spread all across the board. Kandria Campbell has four. Bilquis Brenson has three from just that one made three-pointer. Angelia Hicks has two. Thomas has got two as well. And Jada Harris has two as well. So nobody really leading the charge, kind of a whole team effort there from Percy Julian. But you could say the same thing about the Indians with six different players having scored already.
Yeah, well, things slowed up a lot for Percy Julian there in that second quarter. Indians outscored them 11-3. But you talk about Queen Ballard, you talk about Logan Banks, and that was part of the key that we focused in on in the pregame. But as you look at what has happened, we've seen the boards from both of these players, but we haven't really seen a lot of second chance points. We don't have the numbers on second chance points, unfortunately, but we've seen multiple times now, you know, I think about two different times where Logan Banks was able to get a rebound off of a missed free throw, could not get a layup right after. Similar things have happened to Queen Ballard there as well. So if Wetumpka can take advantage of that, they can extend what's currently an 8-point lead into a whole lot more, because Wetumpka is just insurmountably out-rebounding Percy Julian right now. How can they take advantage of that in the second half?
Well, I think a big way of that is a lot of times we've seen that they've tried to go right back up after getting it. Maybe try to look to see if you can kick out a little bit, reset the offense a little bit, and try to slow things down. Of course, if the open layup is there, you can go ahead and take it. But I think just catching the board and going immediately up for it isn't always a recipe for success, especially if you're playing this team for a third time. They kind of know that that's a huge focus of your play style. So maybe try to catch them off guard a little bit, throw it over, you know, behind you over to Lexi Smith or Maya Richardson, let them reset the offense a little bit, maybe try to get a little bit of a better look than having a couple of defenders down in the paint with you.
Last time these two played, Logan Banks had 12 points, 17 rebounds. Queen Ballard had 15 rebounds and 15 points in that matchup. We knew that was going to be something they were going to be focused in on here tonight. Both of them have been efficient on the boards, just can't quite get the points going just yet. I would expect to see a little bit more of that. Interested to see how the three ball looks as well. We've only seen a couple of them be knocked down so far. It was Lexi Smith and Aaliyah Humphrey who have been able to hit one so far. Waiting to see if they can kind of get a little bit of a hot stretch going between those two, maybe Maya Richardson as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of the thing that's somewhat hurting this Indians offense is Aaliyah Humphrey. I mean, she played in that second half, but she hasn't been the primary ball handler like she has all season. And when I watch Aaliyah Humphrey, one thing that always sticks out to me is how well she sees the floor. Great assist numbers for her across the season. And I think maybe that's part of the reason with such a low scoring half is you don't have her really facilitating the offense like she has all season.
Yeah, no doubt. Should be an interesting second half. First, want to remind you that whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. 21-13, Wetumpka leads it over Percy Julian at the halftime mark. When we return, second half action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. We now enter the third quarter of play. Percy Julian will have possession to start the period here as the Indians lead it 21-13. Looking in the corner here, Jada Harris has it. Or check that, Brinson has it. She'll go up with a mid-range shot. No good. Here comes Layla Culpepper now to Smith. Catch and shoot for three. No good there. Percy Julian comes away with it out of a horde of players there as Tiana Thomas was able to come away with the board. Percy Julian again with a jumper now. Angelia Hicks stepped up, couldn't make it. Now a rebound and put back from Campbell. No good as well. Again, a quick moving first couple of possessions here. No points coming out of it for either team. Richardson has it now with a pick set by Ballard. She'll drive in, pull a jumper from the free throw line. No good there. And another board for Campbell. Here comes Hicks. She'll fire off to Thomas. Thomas tried to go in, but Richardson was there to stop her. It's picked up by Kaylin Thompson. The three-pointer, no good there. Now looking inside, it is knocked out of play. No, Richardson's got it instead. Richardson lobbing to Smith there, taken away by Brinson. Here comes Brinson, full steam ahead. She will have to stop up, though. She ran into too many Indians and then lost it as Smith poked it away. Richardson had it, slapped out of bounds as well by Tiana Thomas. Indians will maintain possession.
And Aaliyah Humphrey's going to check back into the game, taking the spot of Logan Banks.
Culpepper inbounding from the sideline nearest the Indians bench. Looking for somewhere to go with it here. She gives to Lexi Smith. Smith standing at the wing. She'll hand it to Ballard instead. She turns around and manages to knock through a jumper from the free throw line there. One of the longer shots you'll see from Queen Ballard.
Took the words right out of my mouth. That might be the longest shot we've seen her take all season, but it was a good look and a good shot.
A step up two is good from Angelia Hicks quickly on that possession. It makes it 23-15, about 6 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Smith has it up top. She'll just go ahead and pull it for three. That one off the back iron there. Culpepper with a board. Gives to Smith again, who drives in. And she'll pull up a jumper from the baseline. No good there. And still up by eight. Smith showing some pressure here against Angelia Hicks. Hicks now firing inside, has Thompson. Thompson is trapped here by Culpepper, and Ballard has nowhere to go. She'll jump, and a timeout was called first by Coach Callahan there, and probably the right decision. She didn't have anywhere to go with that and was stuck staring at Queen Ballard the entire time, trying to get around her. I'll remind you to come to Collier. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buying easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on Highway 231 in Wetumpka or shop online. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We've got 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter now as the two teams break from their huddle. Percy Julian will have possession inbounding from the baseline to the right of the basket. Phoenix fell flat in the third quarter the last time these two played, where they've scored four so far. They'll get an inbound here, and a three-pointer is good from Tiana Thomas from the corner. Cuts it back to five now, 23-18. Humphrey being heavily guarded here by Brinson. She'll give to Smith now. A look inside. Ballard from the free throw line again. That jump shot won't go this time around. And a rebound from Campbell. Now a look to Brinson. She will take an awkward floater on the run there. That's no good. And Ballard gets the board. Gives to Smith on a floating pass and has it ripped away from behind by Brinson. Here come the Phoenix again with Thomas going coast to coast. She'll go up, no good, but a foul called this time against Aaliyah Humphrey.
That's two on Humphrey.
4:46 to go in the third now. And as you mentioned, the second foul there against Humphrey. Just the first of the quarter, though. It's been much cleaner in the first 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Tiana Thomas shooting two for the Phoenix. First one from Thomas is good. Chance to cut it back to a one-score game here with this upcoming free throw. Hey, how about Wetumpka football announcing its new schedule? If you haven't seen it already, might want to go take a look. It's going to be a fun season for Coach Woods and this Indians team as the second free throw is good, makes it 23-20. Whole new region for Wetumpka football. Go look at it on Wetumpka Sports Network Facebook right now. Aaliyah Humphrey up top. She'll give to Richardson. Richardson will drive inside. Has some space here. The floater there is good as she lays that in to make it 25-20.
That was the first bucket of the night there for Maya Richardson. Hopefully we can see her come alive and really spark this Indians offense.
Now a look inside. Tiana Thomas won't be able to get that lay to go and keeps it at a five-point game. Here's Richardson. Richardson now driving straight down the lane. Got the jelly roll lay and the foul. Called against Keandria Campbell that time. Maya Richardson heading to the line for an and one free throw.
And Maya Richardson really coming alive, doing it all herself in both of these back-to-back possessions, and then an and-one opportunity there. Great job to get the jelly roll, finish through contact. That's a really hard shot you got to take to finish through contact, especially rolling it off your fingertips like that.
The throw there is no good. Couldn't take advantage of the and-one opportunity. Hicks with the board here for Percy Julian. She'll launch it over to Brinson in the corner, who drives inside. No good there. Humphrey with a board. Indians now flying down the court. They've got Smith pulling the three. That one, no good. Goes right into the hands of Campbell, who hands it over. And a quick fast break opportunity for Brinson comes up with 2 points. 27-22 now. Less than 3:30 to go in this third quarter. Humphrey will hand it over to Richardson, who gives to Smith. Smith now driving inside, has plenty of room, and goes up. No good there. I think she just lost the handle on it on her way up.
Oh, I think she thinks that that was blocked, like, by somebody. She looked over at the officials wondering why the ball went over to the Phoenix. But regardless, it'll be their ball.
And Percy Julian, after getting the bucket a moment ago, down by five, and now they have possession again. They've certainly kept this one interesting compared to the last couple of matchups, as a backcourt violation is called here against Tiana Thomas. She was standing in the front court, picked up her dribble, and then bumped into Lexi Smith, stumbled a bit, and put one leg on the opposite end of the midcourt line there, and that'll get called every time. Humphrey will inbound now for Wetumpka, and gives to Banks. Banks now driving inside, lost it there. It was stolen away from behind by Hicks. And now Brinson lobbing it in, has an open lady in Thomas. She goes up, no good there. She's frustrated about it as Richardson flies back down the floor. She's got an open Smith if she wants it. She'll give to Culpepper, who pulls a three but is hit from behind there. And a foul called against Bill Keith Brinson on a three-point shot.
You don't see a foul call on a three very often. Third foul of the night there against Brinson, and a huge opportunity here coming for the Indians and Layla Culpepper.
Well, Brinson is frustrated about it, still showing the emotion over it, but slapped her in the back of the hand there, and it's going to get called. Layla Culpepper will shoot three free throws. I mentioned that football schedule, by the way. Didn't get a chance to go over it, but Wetumpka's spring game, May 15th, out in Troy against Dothan. That'll be a fun matchup there. Coach Bear Woods getting to go back to his alma mater. As Culpepper made the first free throw, she'll make the second as well. Makes it 29-22 now with 2:44 to go in the third. One more coming for Culpepper. Lexi Smith exiting the ball game for Wetumpka. So it's Humphrey along with Richardson, Banks. It's Ballard and Culpepper who just knocked down the third free throw there. 3 for 3 on that trip, makes it 30-22.
It's good to see here for the Indians making some free throws as we approach the tail end of this game. Struggled with that a little bit in the first half, but Layla Culpepper 3 for 3 there.
Looks like a foul was called there, I guess, against Logan Banks. I'm not quite clear on why that was called. Now with it is Welburn. She'll look inside. It's Thomas going up with a floater. No good. Rebound from Campbell off target as well with the putback. And now a tie up. No, they'll call a foul against Queen Ballard.
Queen not happy about that call, and I don't really blame her. Campbell was holding it there for a second, and Queen Ballard had her hand on it. Didn't look like she touched anything but the ball there, but third foul of the night against Queen Ballard.
Well, Campbell has a very similar weakness to something we've seen Queen Ballard do, where she gets the board, holds it above her head a little bit, and that's what ends up leading to those tie-ups. And Queen Ballard this time was on the good end of that, trying to reach in and grab it, and instead they say that it's a foul. Campbell knocks down one of the two free throws there. She missed the first, made the second. Makes it 30-23 now. Richardson hands to Humphrey. Humphrey at the top of the key looks inside. It's Banks driving down the baseline. She'll get it to go off the glass to make it 32-23.
That was a great shot there from Logan Banks. Was dribbling with her left hand and then midair switched hands, got it up with the right hand. Just great moves and a great finish from Logan Banks.
Hicks now for Percy Julian. Just launches a pass inside, deflected by Banks. She was looking for Campbell there as Humphrey's got it and draws a foul from Bill Keith Brinson under their own basket here. That's the fourth against Brinson. Coach Callahan unhappy about it as well, and he'll make a substitution here as Jakeisha Robinson will come out of the game as Malaysia Haston stays in. Figured Brinson would be coming out with the four fouls, but I guess not. Maybe she will now. They're looking to make one more substitution. And yeah, now Brinson will exit as Kaylin Thompson comes into the ballgame. Richardson to Culpepper. Culpepper has it swatted away now and stolen. As here comes Percy Julian again. Hicks with it, stumbled, lost it. Tie up there between her and Layla Culpepper. The jump ball now gives it over to Wetumpka. As Aaliyah Humphrey will inbound off of what's essentially a turnover there. Got it to Ballard. Now Richardson looking inside. Tried to find Banks. It was deflected and sent out of bounds. Malaysia Haston got a finger on it there. It'll stay with Wetumpka from the left side of the basket now as Humphrey inbounds from the baseline. She will launch one to Culpepper. Now driving inside, pulls up from the elbow, and that jumper is good for two. Makes it 34-23 Indians.
Layla Culpepper really has come alive here in this third quarter, has notched 5 points here in this quarter.
Percy Julian needs an answer here as they now trail by 11. Looking inside, Campbell there can't grab it. A lot of contact between her and Aaliyah Humphrey. Campbell taking a moment to get up there, but foul called against Campbell, and it gives possession back to Wetumpka.
And Coach Callahan is definitely arguing that call a little bit. She is pleading her case right now.
That's the fourth foul of the quarter. Coach Callahan still frustrated, letting the officials know about it here for a moment. Indians with it here in the backcourt. A minute to go in the third quarter. Culpepper, now Richardson. Back up top to Culpepper again. She'll try and drive inside, but gives to Richardson one more time. Step back, three-pointer, no good that time. But a rebound from Banks, who goes up. Contact, got the bucket. They won't call the foul. What a physical play, though, from Logan Banks.
Just lowered that shoulder and went straight in. Surprised she didn't draw the foul there, but just a great finish.
Angelia Hicks has a wide-open lane to get down and get a lay as well. Makes it 36-25, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter.
You've got to think the Indians might slow it down here a little bit and try to get the last shot of the quarter here.
Richardson gives to Banks, standing at the free throw line. She goes back to Richardson. Now Culpepper in the corner with 15 seconds left. Richardson driving down. Down the left side, she'll underhand lay that one in, no problem. And with 5 seconds left, Wetumpka leads by 13. As a foul is called in the backcourt here. I think Lexi Smith got involved in that one. They got the inbound to Thomas there, and then Smith got caught up in it. Last 5 seconds of the quarter here. They'll try and get one shot off. Hicks will heave it from half court at the buzzer off the bank. No good there. Almost had it. That ends quarter number three. It's 38-25. Wetumpka with the advantage, looking to punch their ticket to an area championship game with the fourth quarter after this on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians lead at 38-25 as we enter the fourth quarter here between Wetumpka and Percy Julian in this area tournament semifinals. Again, the championship will be against Stanhope Elmore on Tuesday night. Percy Julian has possession to start off the period. And pulling up on a long two there, no good. It was Angelia Hicks who was taking a look at it. Now Richardson has it. She goes back up top. Cole Pepper, she'll back off of it for the moment and give to Humphrey, who's going to stand there and burn some clock for a moment. Now she'll start to dribble. Looks inside. Banks in the post here, in trouble, trying to get out of it here. It's stolen away. Here comes Hicks, coast to coast, goes up against Humphrey, lost the ball there. It was sent out of bounds as Maya Richardson was able to get a hand on it. Could have been a charge there, if anything. Hicks was getting pretty physical on that play. 7:30 to go. Hicks will launch it in and give. No, it's taken away. Richardson steals it, goes up, draws a foul. And Wetumpka will head to the free throw line here. It was a long pass there that was deflected. And finally, Richardson stole it. Got up into the post there, and she'll be going to the line here to try and give Wetumpka what would be a 15-point lead if she can knock down both of these.
And I mentioned Layla Culpepper coming alive in that third quarter, and so did Maya Richardson. Had 6 points for the Indians, make it seven now in the second half. All of her points coming after halftime.
Made the first free throw there to make it a 14-point lead. One more on the way in just a moment. Here it comes, and good. 40-25 now in favor of Wetumpka. Jakeisha Robinson comes into the ball game here for Percy Julian. It'll be Amari Brooks who steps out. With it now is Hicks. She'll go back up top. Thomas pulls a three, no good. Richardson with the board, racing down the floor. Indians have numbers, gives to Smith, pulls the three, bottom! Huge shot from Lexi Smith. Wetumpka leads by 18. Hicks now. She'll look inside. Thomas in the post goes up. No good. Humphrey with a board. It's all Wetumpka right now. Trying to make it a 20-point lead. Here's Smith going up. No good there. Rejected by Hicks, who has it now. Hicks slows down for just a second. She'll lob a pass that is poked out by Richardson. Here's Smith with it in a two-on-one situation. She'll pass it one more time. Richardson easily drops that one in, and it's a 20-point lead, 45-25.
Double digits now for Maya Richardson, and man, what a pass from Lexi Smith. Saw Thomas standing right there, swing the sidearm pass right around her, and an awesome pass and finish from Richardson.
Hicks launched a three that was well off the mark. They managed to come away with it, though, with Jada Harris, who drives inside and got the lay there to make it 45-27. About 6 minutes left to go in this one. Richardson to Humphrey. Now Banks standing at the free throw line. She'll drive inside, easily off the glass there for two. 47-27, Wetumpka. Timeout called here by Coach Callahan and Percy Julian, and the Wetumpka Nation is on their feet for this. A 47-27 lead with 5:41 to go, and it's looking pretty good for the black and gold. Remember as well that the top two teams in each area are able to punch their ticket to the sub-regionals for the postseason. So a win here tonight would at least do that. If the Indians can beat Stanhope Elmore on Tuesday night, it would give them home court advantage as well. The same applies to the men's side, as Wetumpka is hoping to have the same success at home here for the men on Monday night. What a job for this Indians team, though, here in the second half. They have really managed to run away with this one.
Yeah, and it's all been Maya Richardson and Logan Banks here in the second half. Between the two of them, they've got 16 points, and the Indians have really just offensively come alive, it feels like. There's a lot less sloppy looks. The offensive rebounds have been going up and in for the Indians, but there really haven't been too many offensive rebounds. They've been making a lot of shots.
Yeah, it's been much more efficient from Wetumpka in this second half. Now they try to close it out here for these last 5:41, and I think that part of that is going to be just holding on to the basketball here. We see Wetumpka do it a lot, especially with Coach Winchester's squad, of just running clock here as Banks manages to steal away a pass, overthrew it to Lexi Smith there as it goes out of bounds, and they quickly give it right back to Percy Julian.
And Indians had numbers there. I mean, I want to say Banks was the farthest behind the basket there. All four were on the other end of the floor, and no Percy Julian defenders in front of a missed opportunity there.
5.5 minutes to go now. Tiana Thomas looking inside. This is Hicks going up for one. No good there. Banks with the board. Gives to Richardson. Richardson now to Culpepper. That is batted out of bounds. Stays with Wetumpka.
And Brinson back into the game there. And got to watch her. She only has one more foul to give. And she'll have to take a seat. She's been a huge part of this Phoenix team.
Culpepper to Smith. She'll pull a three from up top. In and out there. Just rattled out of that one. Now, quickly, Jada Harris with a cherry pick kind of play. Drove in, couldn't get the lay, and Smith comes away with it. Smith now standing, and Coach Winchester gives her the signal. I imagine it's to slow down a little bit. Before she can do it, though, stolen away. Jada Harris manages to grab it, and she'll quickly get a layup. They'll launch a pass into Culpepper, and just a mental error there from Lexi Smith. She stepped over the line before she was able to inbound it, and that gives it right back to Percy Julian. Smith will come out of the ball game here. Kai Dillard goes in for Wetumpka. It's Dillard, Culpepper, Richardson, Ballard, and Banks. Getting it in there and immediately over to Brinson. Now a pass over to Harris, who can't connect on that one. Now Harris battling with Richardson, almost stole it away. Instead, they get it over to Banks. Banks launches to Culpepper. Now Dillard, as they play a game of keep away here for the moment. Dillard almost had it stolen, and then a timeout called by Coach Winchester. 4:17 to go in the final period here as Wetumpka leads at 47-29. Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Want to remind you also to stick around for our RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. We will talk with Coach Harriet Winchester at the conclusion of this one and get ready for an area championship appearance for this team if they can hold on to this 18-point advantage here in the final 4:17 of play. Culpepper inbounds. Richardson has it now. Richardson from up top. She'll give to Culpepper again. Tried to find Dillard there. It's stolen away. Here comes the Phoenix again with Harris. Tried to go up. It was ripped out for a moment, and a jump ball called as an Indiana Phoenix were able to jump on it there. It was Tiana Thomas and Kai Dillard both falling on the deck for that one. 3:59 to go now as Wetumpka will inbound. Again, a reminder that due to AHSAA rules, we are not allowed to show game footage. We apologize for that, but we have our booth cam here tonight and radio coverage of everything. It'll be the same for the boys' tournament here in just a few days. Percy Julian with it now with Brinson at the top of the key. She'll drive inside. She'll give to Harris. Harris tried to drive down the baseline, lost it, as now here comes Maya Richardson coast-to-coast, goes up for a lay, lost it, though. Dillard there behind her to pick it up. No good on the first effort. No good on the second effort. Gives now to Richardson, who pulls along two. No good. Dillard had the board for a moment, stumbles, and a foul called. Four opportunities there to get a bucket. None of them were able to go, but the foul from Tiana Thomas continues this possession for Wetumpka.
Well, you may not be able to get any points from that possession as they call the foul there, so it'll still stick with the Indians, but you chew up a good bit of clock there, just 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go, and a sizable lead for the Indians.
47-29 now. Wetumpka with it with just over 3 minutes to go. Humphrey will give to Banks. Banks spinning around at the elbow. She has it stolen away. Here comes Hicks now going up. No, ripped out before she could. Logan Banks with the defensive effort there. It's back across and will slow everything down again. Aaliyah Humphrey giving to Culpepper in the corner as Wetumpka tries to bleed clock. And a travel called before they can, though. Layla Culpepper drove inside, picked up the dribble a little bit too early.
And unfortunately, that travel call there is going to wipe what would have been a great pass there from Layla Culpepper. Spun around her defenders, found the open space, and was about to give it to an open Queen Ballard standing down low in the paint there. Unfortunate call against the Indians.
Percy Julian with 2:30 to go. Tiana Thomas over to Hicks. Now to the corner with Bilkey's Brinson. She lost it. It's scooped up now by Culpepper. Culpepper, a bounce pass to Ballard and over to Aaliyah Humphrey, who will stand away from the action for a moment and continue to bleed the ticking clock. Facing pressure now, she'll have to spin away from it, directing some traffic here as Tiana Thomas continues to go all out to try and steal away this ball. Humphrey fending her off, though. A timeout called by Coach Winchester again. 1:54 left this time, and I think Coach Winchester might be a little bit frustrated by the amount of timeout she's had to use to reinforce how to keep this thing away from Percy Julian here and bleed out this clock.
And it seems like it's just been a couple of miscommunications on the floor for the Indians out there right now. Just nobody really trying to, nobody getting open successfully, all covered really tightly here. But still, even though they're not passing it as much as you'd like, they're still eating clock slowly but surely. A minute and 54 seconds left to go, and 18 points to overcome here for the Phoenix. They got a long journey ahead of them if they want to get back into this one.
Indians will have possession out of the timeout here. It'll be Aaliyah Humphrey inbounding from the sideline. Humphrey gives to Culpepper. Wetumpka with not much sense of urgency, but they may show it anyway. Humphrey racing around here. She'll fire out to Smith. Now Smith being double covered again. She's trapped in a corner here, looking for somewhere to go. Gives to Banks. Banks now, she's double teamed in the corner. Percy Julian all about the trap game right now as Banks races around here. But Percy Julian player goes down and Campbell picks her up. Humphrey had it and was fouled right at about midcourt. Foul goes there against Angelia Hicks.
And you were not exaggerating about Campbell picking up who I think it was Thomas there. Just, I mean, yanked her right up by the jersey. She was down there for a second. I mean, just full-on muscle right on up.
Aaliyah Humphrey inbounding forward Tumpka. She'll give to Richardson in the backcourt, who races her way back up. Slowing it down here. Well, not really. She picked it right back up again. Gives to Humphrey. I think the new approach is instead of standing around, we're going to run around as much as we can here. As there's 60 seconds left, Smith has it stolen away. Here is Brinson coast to coast. She'll get the layup to make it 47-31. Inbound there is poked out. He was trying to go to Richardson there. Brinson slapped it out of bounds, and they'll have to try again. 52 seconds to go. Humphrey from the baseline gets to Banks. Banks to the front court. Indians have numbers. They won't take advantage of it, though. 45 seconds now. Humphrey. Well, Wetumpka, after these last 35 seconds expire, will manage to come away with a victory and take on Stanhope Elmore. First, Humphrey will pull a three that is no good. Banks goes up. She is fouled off of the rebound and the putback effort with 28 seconds to go. And we'll prolong this game a little bit more. Indians and the Mustangs will face off, and Wetumpka right now 0-2 against Stanhope Elmore so far this season. They lost in a close one here, couldn't get the win on the road either. And it won't matter though, as it'll all come down to the matchup on Tuesday night. Percy Julian makes some substitutions. Keandria Campbell, one of the seniors for this squad, comes out of the ball game. As the Phoenix season will come to a close in about 28 seconds. Banks, shooting two free throws, misses the first. Zaria Peak will come into the game for Wetumpka. Aaliyah Humphrey will exit. Again, make sure to stick around for our RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. We will talk with head coach Harriet Winchester and wrap things up as we get ready for the championship matchup for the area tournament on Tuesday, along with the boys matchup on Monday for their championship game as well. Three ball, no good from Brinson. Banks gets the rebound with 15 seconds, gives now to Richardson, now Ballard, now Smith, who is standing there, and hopefully that's going to end it, but no, they'll try and steal it again. Brinson pokes it out of bounds, and with 6.2 to go, Wetumpka will have to inbound again. Got it to Ballard, standing in the corner. They want her to pull it. She will. Got it! What a shot! Queen Ballard knocks down a three, and the crowd roars.
Put an exclamation point on that one. Queen Ballard, the only three I believe she has taken all season, and nothing but net there for Queen Ballard. Just absolutely splashed it.
What a way to end the ball game there. 50-31, our final score. Wetumpka gets the win. They'll celebrate with the students and get ready for an area championship matchup coming up on Tuesday. Coach Winchester just punched the ticket for this Indians team to another sub-regional appearance and another area championship opportunity coming up on Tuesday night. We'll take a break when we return the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show, as we'll be joined by Coach Winchester here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Welcome you in now to our post-game show brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. I'm now joined by Coach Harriet Winchester after a big 50-31 win over Percy Julian. Coach, you're heading to the area championship once again next week. And just your first reactions after the ball game.
Yeah, Queen to hit a huge three at the very end. That gave us some momentum and just to go into the next game. I'm really excited. They played well. After we came at the halftime, they just listened to the game plan and they executed it, so I'm excited.
And talk about Queen Ballard for just a second. She hits that three. You see the crowd roar. You see the bench all get up and get excited about it. What impact has she had on this team, not only as a player but just as a teammate?
Overall, I say Queen is the big sister of the team. With her presence, she just shows love, shows support, and the girls have gravitated towards her. And just, you know, how she shot it and made it just then, they love her because she showed love first. And so I'm real appreciative of that.
It seemed to me like this game had a much faster pace to it than some of the other games that we've seen throughout this season. Was there any intent on that and trying to focus more on the speed of this game?
That wasn't our intent, but, you know, it played in our favor. It showed the coaches that the girls are capable of going full speed, 0 to 100, the entire game. So, you know, that we'll add it to our game plan for the next couple games.
Coach, just give us a preview real quick of what you saw from this game that you want to take advantage of and maybe adjust to as you go into the Stanhope Elmore game for the area championship.
The things that I've seen personally, the defense, a couple of our defenses worked and a couple of our defenses didn't work. So we're just going to tweak those just a little bit. But overall, everything was good. I'm really proud of them.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you on Tuesday for an area championship.
Thank you, guys.
That's Coach Harriet Winchester as Wetumpka gets a 50-31 win over Percy Julian. We now welcome back in Mitch Petrie here after the win. And Mitch, as we get close to wrapping things up, your thoughts?
I mean, overall, you kind of saw the resilience of this team as the game went on. Not a first half that this Indians team is used to playing. Outscored themselves in the second half by about 9 points, and that includes about eating 4 minutes of clocks. Really started to make those adjustments in the halftime locker room, and I think as you go further down the season, those halftime adjustments just get more and more important.
Yeah, no question, and we've seen that happen a couple of times. Saw the same thing against Percy Julian the last time these two played, where we saw Wetumpka come out in that third quarter and be much better than what we saw in the first half. A similar showing here tonight. Wetumpka wins it 50-31 over Percy Julian. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Millbrook here and get ready for an area championship on Tuesday night here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking for power?
performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Again, for the final time tonight, our final score, Wetumpka 50, Percy Julian 31. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 18-7 as they will now get ready for an area championship game next Tuesday. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Wetumpka as the Indians for the men will take on the winner of Stanhope Elmore and Percy Julian for an area championship. Again, that is on Monday night. A tip-off of the girls' game on Tuesday night for this one should be at about 5:30. You'll make sure to stay tuned to our Facebook and our website, Wetumpka Sports Network on Facebook and WetumpkaSports.com online. The boys will also begin at about that same time on Monday night against the winner of Stanhope and Percy Julian. Our broadcast will be on the air about 10 minutes prior, so about 5:20 for both of those games. Again, our final score tonight, Wetumpka 50, Percy Julian 31. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.